The Well-Beloved by Thomas Hardy. Preface. The peninsula carved by time out of a single stone, whereon most of the following scenes are laid, has been for centuries immemorial the home of a curious and well-nigh distinct people, cherishing strange beliefs and singular customs, now for the most part obsolescent. Fancies, like certain soft-wooded plants which cannot bear the silent inland frosts, but thrive by the sea in the roughest of weather, seem to grow up naturally here, in particular amongst those natives who have no active concern in the labours of the isle. Hence it is a spot apt to generate a type of personage like the character imperfectly sketched in these pages, a native of natives, whom some may choose to call a fantast, if they honour him with their consideration so far, but whom others may see only as one that gave objective continuity and a name to a delicate dream which in a vaguer form is more or less common to all men, and is by no means new to Platonic philosophers. To those who know the rocky coin of England here depicted, overlooking the great Channel Highway with all its suggestiveness, and standing out so far into mid-sea that touches of the Gulf Stream soften the air till February, it is matter of surprise that the place has not been more frequently chosen as the retreat of artists and poets in search of inspiration. For at least a month or two in the year, the tempestuous rather than the fine seasons by preference. To be sure, one nook therein is the retreat, at their country's expense, of other geniuses from a distance, but their presence is hardly discoverable. Yet perhaps it is as well that the artistic visitors do not come, or no more would be heard of little freehold houses being bought and sold there for a couple of hundred pounds, built of solid stone and dating from the 16th century and earlier, with mullions, copings, and corbels complete. These transactions, by the way, are carried out and covenanted, or were till lately, in the parish church, in the face of the congregation, such being the ancient custom of the isle. As for the story itself, it may be worthwhile to remark that, differing from all or most others of the series, in that the interest aimed at is of an ideal or subjective nature, and frankly imaginative, verisimilitude in the sequence of events has been subordinated to the said aim. The first publication of this tale in an independent form was in 1897, but it had appeared in the periodical press in 1892 under the title of The Pursuit of the Well-Beloved. A few chapters of that experimental issue were rewritten for the present and final form of the narrative. T.H., August 1912. End of the preface. Part First, Chapter 1, A Young Man of 20. Now, if time knows that her whose radiant brows weave them a garland of my vows, her that dares be what these lines wish to see, I seek no further, it is she. By R. Crashaw. 1. A superstitious presentment of her. A person who differed from the local wayfarers was climbing the steep road which leads through the sea-skirted townlet definable as the Street of Wells, and forms a pass into that Gibraltar of Wessex, the singular peninsula once an island, and still called such, that stretches out like the head of a bird into the English Channel. It is connected with the mainland by a long, thin neck of pebbles, cast up by rages of the sea, and unparalleled in its kind in Europe. The pedestrian was what he looked like, a young man from London and the cities of the continent. Nobody could see at present that his urbanism sat upon him only as a garment. He was just recollecting with something of self-reproach that a whole 3 years and 8 months had flown since he paid his last visit to his father at this lonely rock of his birthplace, the intervening time having been spent amid many contrasting societies, peoples, manners, and scenes. What had seemed usual in the isle when he lived there always looked quaint and odd after his later impressions. More than ever the spot seemed what it was said once to have been, the ancient Vindilia Island, and the home of the slingers. The towering rock, the houses above houses, one man's doorstep rising behind his neighbour's chimney, the gardens hung up.